Good evening. Glad to see the house well filled. Glad to see your interest in kingdom work and church work. I was asked to give a report on the publication board. I would like to begin by reading some verses out of Psalms. Psalms 102, verses 12 through 18. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. These verses are talking about Zion. If you think about the work of the church, think about the kingdom work today. This maybe will make sense. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Then it closes with this thought. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. The publication board involves writing and communicating. Communicating, passing something on. And I'd like to tell you this evening that a strength of a people's commitment is determined by their vision, and the strength of the vision is determined by what they leave behind. So what are we leaving behind this evening? What are you leaving behind? What is the PMC leaving behind? What kind of legacy are we leaving by our physical example, by our faithful families, faithful fathers and mothers, faithful grandparents? That's one part of it. But also there's a side of this that the publication board is responsible for, and that is the written materials. And it fills a very vital role in church work and in generational work. And passing on the faith. About the publication board, just a little bit. Its mission statement is to help you understand a little bit what its purpose is. Number one, to promote the word of God's truth through the printed page. Number two, to promote truth and practices commonly accepted and supported by the Pilgrim Conference. Number three, to assist other PMC committees in supplying publications for their need, and to make available Bible studies for interested persons at minimal cost. Those are broad statements, but that is its mission statement. Now I'd like to go next and discuss some of the activities of the publication board, and I'm not going to discuss actual publication board meetings. They can have different flavors sometimes. But anyway, what is the work of the publication work? In other words, what happens? What do we do? The publication board, number one, publishes materials needed for church work, and this would include your decrees, which you all have, the newsletters that you get periodically. Brochures that advertise or printed offerings, little papers like this. I thought I had something else here. I don't see it. But the brochure, we have a brochure that advertises the booklets that we sell. And these kind of things we publish. We don't publish them ourselves. We get them published. But we're responsible to do that. Number two is the Pilgrim Witness. It is published monthly. A lot of work goes into the Pilgrim Witness. And we need articles. Someone needs to write articles. Brother Steve mentioned a reprint. That can be done sometimes. But if we had a Pilgrim Witness full of reprints, I think there would be obviously a need for more new work. What kind of drive do we have? Maybe that's a poor choice of word. What kind of strength is in our vision? might tell you that there is a facelift in the works. The Pilgrim Witness is in the near future going to be redesigned slightly. Number three, congregational directories. This is approximately every 2 years. It's time to update the directory again. And again, this falls falls under the purview of the publication board. Something new related to this, we are making it available in PDF form for those of you who would have interest in an electronic copy of the congregational directory. Number four, to provide, publish, and reprint Bible study guides for use in youth Bible school, Mississippi, and winter and summer Bible schools. Now, to provide, publish, and reprint. Well, to provide them, they need to be written. There's two studies that we are using for this winter, for winter Bible school, that are being written and produced by the publication board. And the studies you will be using are new studies that are being written for that. That's to providing. The publishing, I already discussed that a little bit, but that's a work to get these things published. As stock in a certain booklet becomes low, we need to look at that and decide how many to reprint. And maybe it needs a new cover. Maybe the cover should be redesigned. Maybe the book is 20 years old. Maybe it should be gone through and updated, revised, etc. That is all work that is done. And that would fall under the reprinting there as well. Also, we maintain an inventory stock of these materials at the PMC office. Brother John David Whitmer spends a lot of his time there keeping those inventories up to date. The front room of this building, PMC office, is open to you for your own needs. It is unlocked. You can help yourself to materials there. Also in the PMC office is where the Evangelistic Services Committee, Bible Living Resources Committee, and New York for Jesus house their stock there for these mission work. And number five is the website. The management of the website also falls underneath the publication board, pilgrimministry.org. And on that website, maybe at this point I'll ask the question, how many of you have accessed this website? Raise your hand. Okay. Thank you. I'm not sure if that's half of you or not. It might be close, maybe not quite. On this website are sermons, a church locator, which includes conservative churches across the world. A cappella singing is available there. Contact information for the various churches. Study books. There's an e-literature page where you can order study books or just read them. Pilgrim Witness is available online. It is available online without the personal information that is sometimes given, births and deaths and so on. But that is a bit of what is on the site. It is a work in progress, and there are several purposes for the website. And number one is to reach people outside of our Mennonite culture. And I have a little bit more to share on that, the extent where this goes. It goes across the world, obviously. And so it does reach, reach a lot of people in a way that ordinary visits do not. But like we just heard mentioned, ordinary visits are extremely important. And I'm not sure if we can have a mission. I guess what I'm trying to say is we need both. We need both. Personal contact and an outreach like this, I believe. Also, it is to be used as a resource for our own people, for PMC committees, and for you. And also, number three, as a means of archiving information. Information can be stored on the so-called backside of the internet, of the website, so that it can be saved there for reference sake. storage sake. New developments, there are a number of one is, and this might not be really new anymore, but how many are familiar with these little business cards? How many are not familiar with them? Okay, there is some hands showing up. Well, you talk to one of your deacon, and I think he can get you some. In fact, I would recommend that they be placed at the back of your churches. The publication board has plenty of them. They've been printed by the thousands. It is a small, like a business card, with the pilgrimministry.org website address on, and there's a phone number on, and it says, pure in heart, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And then there's a couple blanks underneath. And what you can do with these is carry them with you and put your own personal information on there. Even if you don't fill out your own personal information, just leave them. Leave them sit. Our family likes to, when we eat out at a restaurant, if you place one of these on top of your tip. If you get into the habit of using them, there's a lot of ways you can use them. Now, this one I'm holding is an older one. The newer copy, has has something else on it that is new, and it's called a QR code. And these QR codes are also on CDs that some of our evangelistic services are handing out. And they can be scanned with a smartphone and taken directly to the website. Also, one of the new, very, very new, is an app for smartphones that will take you directly to the website that is being developed. It is not available yet. Maybe a word should be mentioned about sermon upload. As sermons are preached, the capability is there for your congregation to have the sermon that Sunday morning uploaded to the website. And we could explain that process, but I don't think I'll do that at this point, just to explain how that is. If the speaker does not want his sermon to be on for whatever reason, he can simply speak to the recorder and have it not included. But a lot of sermons go directly there within several days. There's by Wednesday, usually by today, there are new sermons that were just preached Sunday morning on the site. A little bit about some statistics about the site. I'm not sure if all this is up to date completely. Some of it is. Average of 120 hits per day. I'm not sure how current that is. That number kind of fluctuates some. Total visitors so far is 15,579. 42% of those visits are repeat visitors. USA is the top country of visits. In other words, there's more people from the United States that hit the site, and that is 12,000 plus, followed by Honduras, Canada, United Kingdom, China, Brazil, and others, Russia, Israel, etc. The top state in the United States is Pennsylvania, with 3,844 hits, followed by New York, Virginia, Ohio, Florida, District of Columbia, Texas, California, etc. As far as the content, what is accessed most frequently and on the site, it would be the sermons, and the sermons are clicked on over 8,200 times, with a top message receiving 141 visits. The maps where people, or the map, the church locator is the second most visited page. Books were downloaded about 247 times, with Finding My Way Back to God and the Church as the most popular. And so that gives you a little bit of an insight, hopefully, as to what happens there. I thought I might read one comment. There's a place on the site, of course, for people to leave comments, questions. And I don't have, Brother Steve maybe could tell us here how often that happens. He sees that traffic, but it's fairly frequently we get people asking for money. And there's people that show genuine interest and really feel that the site has helped them. And I'm going to read one. This is not recent, but it was this year. It was earlier this year. This man's name is David Danella, and he is from Australia. And I'll just simply read what he submitted to us. Briefly allow me to introduce myself. I am David Danella, age 63, married with 3 kids, 2 daughters married, and son still single. We are born and brought up in Burma. Me and my family accepted Christ as our personal Savior in the year 1980. Prior to this, we were Orthodox Hindus, idol worshipers. By the grace of the Lord, we are saved and born again. I served as a full-time minister in one of the Protestant churches in Myanmar. That's used to be called Burma, for 13 years. Due to political deterioration in Myanmar, my family migrated to Western Australia in 1996. We have attended a number of churches around Perth, but didn't affiliate in any church till today because of 95% of church heading towards the broad path. I'm reading it as he wrote it. The English is not quite correct. Finally, I came across only 5% of a very few churches entering towards the narrow path according to the Word of God. They are conservative, Anabaptist, Mennonite, and Christian fellowship churches in India and abroad. Unfortunately, there is no church or fellowship in Perth. I'm praying, Lord willing, he might bring the light-minded believers together for fellowship and to worship and glorify him in his own time. I would be most grateful if you could kindly pray to launch an Anabaptist church in Perth and share any suggestions regarding to this matter, and please forward any free booklets that may inspire, effective, and encourage us to live for his kingdom and glory. That's David Danella. That's, like I said, a little example of some of the correspondence that goes back and forth. And Brother Steve is faithful at, and others at answering some of those questions and supplying, sending information, sending booklets, sending materials. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of dedication. How do we keep the vision for the printed page alive? The internet is not the answer in itself. It can be a tool, but it's not the answer in itself. The answer lies with you. Do you have a burden? Do you have a burden for kingdom work? Do you have a burden for maybe for writing an article? Anyone can pass out these business cards. Pass them out. Take a stack. Empty it and come back for more. We need PMC members with a vision and a burden for the work for the church of the future, and a few of those members with a vision and burden to write. May God bless the work of the publication board. Pray for us.
Good evening, everyone. I sometimes think that we should switch the order of reports here so you get the boring numbers first and then the interesting things later. But hopefully you can bear with me for a minute or two while I read some numbers of the Mission Fund. This report is from September 16, 2015, till today, November 18, 2015. Our beginning balance was $543.61. Our income through church offerings was $19,313.09. Mission meeting offering was $908.64. Total income, $20,221.73. Expenses over this time period are as follows. Honduras Mission, $8,000. PMC Office Rental, $600. CDN Literature Committee, $4,000. Publication Board, $4,000. Bible Living Resources, 450. The Summer Bible School MZL work, there was $835.63. Office expense, $356.37. And the mission newsletter, $285. Total expenses, $18,527.00, leaving us with an ending balance of $2,238.34. I don't know if you follow the numbers from time to time, but these numbers are lower than what it often is, and there's two reasons for that. First of all, the biggest reason was because this only covers 2 months, and so automatically the figures are lower. But the second reason is, in October, we ran out of money, and our expenses go by our income. When our income's down, our expenses go down because we do not borrow money to make up for our lack of income, so our expenses go accordingly, and hopefully it doesn't go too long till we can return to where we need to be. I've been watching the numbers all year, of course, because that's my job. So far this year, things were very, very good from January to September, and we thank you for that. We started out the year on a good note, and the money kept rolling in, and we were able to meet all of our obligations until October. I was watching a trend, and it caught up to us here. So yes, we do have some expenses paid this month, but not enough to make up for our allotted amounts that we have. So thank you again for what you have given, and please continue to give so that we can keep this fund alive and support these committees and programs that are run by this fund. Thank you.